Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Headline, New York Post, Chrissy Noem. We don't want them. Department of Homeland Security Chief Chrissy Noem wants full travel ban on every damn country, quote unquote, her words, not mine. On every damn country, as she sends, that she says, sends killer migrants to the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem proposed a full travel ban on Monday on unnamed countries flooding the U.S. with dangerous migrants after meeting with President Trump. Meanwhile, the Associated Press, Reuters, desperately trying to figure out how to keep the CIA's death squads in the United States. The what? Yeah, I didn't do that in this hour yesterday. I wouldn't do it this hour. I'm going to make this guy make sense. Because the story you're being told is a bunch of crap. It's for American consumption. Here's the story as told by the liberal media. The DC guard shooter, he just struggled in America. Couldn't find a job, spent hours in the dark, was going mental. He didn't feel welcome. He had visa problems. Oh, poor baby. But those didn't stop him from driving across the country again and again. Why'd he do that? They don't say. It was classic stalking behavior. We've seen this again and again. Remember the Christmas party shooter? The jihadist screaming Allahu Akbar? Remember the Pulse nightclub shooter? Yeah, they drive long distances to scope their targets before terror attacks. Duh. And if you can do that, you ain't mental. So that's how the media is telling the story. He sat in the dark room. He had mental health problems. He was beginning to crack. Then there's how the New York Post tells it. Why was he sitting in a dark room for hours a day, according to mayor, to neighbors? Oh, he's playing video games. Oh. Couldn't get a job? No. Didn't want the work offered to him. He was too good for that. Gave in to his jihadi, Democrat-fueled rage. That's what really happens. See, if you're so mental, if you're suicidal because you're just down and depressed, you know what that means? You're not motivated. We're supposed to believe he sat in a dark room. Yeah, because he's playing video games all day long. That's what his neighbors told the New York Post. Sat in a dark room, but was so motivated he would take these very strange trips all across the country. Yes, he's looking for Americans to kill. That's what a trained death squad member who is a jihadi does. Girl, we have got to wake up. Wake up. We are so lulled into complacency by our stupidity, by the way we live. Laura Ingraham really nailed this. This is what it sounds like if the media is not lying about this trained killer.
According to the Washington Post, like many Afghans who would work for the United States, he appeared to struggle to adapt to his new circumstances and refused to take many of the entry-level jobs available to him as a recent immigrant.
Refused.
And could there be more like him? After all, many former zero-unit fighters, according to the Post, have been struggling to adjust to a life in a country whose language and culture they don't understand. Of course they don't understand it. Afghanistan, I'm sorry, is a hellhole. And these soldiers turned refugees spent years seeing it blown apart. So it's PTSD plus a total culture shock equals zero, and I mean zero chance of assimilation. Now, NBC said that refugees' frustration with visa issues and failure to have meaningful work also may play a part in the refugees' emotional challenges. Of course, many Americans share that same frustration when they lose their jobs or can't find a job. They find and get into despair. We know that. But now we have potentially thousands of ticking time bombs
on our hands. It's 12,000. There's 12,000.
Afghans who went from being well-paid elite fighters to maybe, if they're lucky, Uber drivers. Now, more from the Post. The combination of years of high-stress combat in Afghanistan and a different kind of stress in the U.S., struggling to support a family in a foreign environment, leaves many of these young men particularly vulnerable. I read that and I thought, imagine if the Washington Post worried as much about young American men who feel vulnerable because society has turned against them. And
they didn't get their visas right away and they had no choice but to kill in between video games because he didn't feel like working. These people.
No, that's not what happened. No, he's a trained killer. The CIA brought their death squads here. Let me repeat that. The CIA brought their death squads here. You want to know what really happened here? He didn't get a job because he was planning on a terror attack. He probably thought he'd die in it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Wait, what do you mean by death squads? Folks, you need to see this John Solomon article and then follow the links on it. It's in my Twitter feed. It's from Just the News. And he's not the only one reporting this, just the reporting scattered. The CIA had death squads. And you'll see, I've screenshotted it. Fox News briefly covered it. Known for their brutality, called death squads. How many people? 12,000. The units operated outside the chain of command of U.S. and Afghan forces. Why? Deniability. They killed a lot of people. You think you could bring people like that here? Who were they? Was some nice guys, mom, apple pie, you know, they wanted a Big Mac, loved America. They all have to fight for it. No. No, that's not who these people are. The CIA operated with them out of their highly secretive Eagle base that they kept. These are jihadis, folks. They fight and kill for two reasons. Number one, good money. The CIA paid for them, paid them to do it. But number two, ethnic and tribal reasons. In other words, because you fought for America does not mean you like us. It means you have beef along ethnic and tribal reasons with the Taliban members. You're a jihadi too. It's just you want to rule. You want your tribe to rule, not someone of another perceived ethnicity. You can't bring people like this here. They are, let me quote Fox, known for their brutality, called death squads. But the CIA did. They brought all of them here. Why? Why? Why would you bring death squads here? Because the Taliban would kill them. No, they won't. How do I know? They worked with the Taliban, to secure the Kabul airport. They didn't kill each other. They sure look like they were friends. Folks, remember this was a period when USAID was working with the CIA to fund the Taliban's poppy farms. Trump was the president, so that they could increase by 8 times the poppy farms' profitability so you could buy more IEDs to kill more Americans. You understand? It's not real clear that the CIA was on America's side when they were training these death squads. And they brought them all here. So this idea, he was just trying to fit in, and they wouldn't give him a visa, and he's at the dark room. Yeah, playing video games. Because he was getting ready to kill. That's why he regularly took those trips, seemed highly motivated, not very depressed then. Why? He was scoping his target. He is a death squad killer, and there are 11,099 more of them. And Trump needs to find them right now and get them the hell out. And then he needs to answer the question. Why did the CIA want them here so badly that they shoved Americans aside on the rescue flights? Oh, we're going to get into this next. Wait to hear the details of this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.